Empathy is not identification. There is a crucial difference. Connolly tells us that, like Bosch, he collected the shell casings from police funerals and kept them in a jar. He rode with cops and examined crime scenes and corpses with them, but he's not a cop. He's a reporter, and he manages to keep a reporter's distance from his subjects, which allows him to see the bigger picture of the world that they inhabit. There's a wonderfully understated moment in a story about the LAPD's Foreign Prosecution Unit, which pursues Mexicans who have returned to their own country as suspects in crimes committed in the United States. Connolly details the differences in Mexican law that cause civil libertarians to assert that suspects traced by the unit to Mexico may not receive the same rights they would have if they'd been captured in the United States. He writes, "Ross and his fellow officers contend that a murder suspect who flees to avoid prosecution in Los Angeles is accepting the justice system of the country he runs to. You have to accept the risks that you've incurred by fleeing," Moya said. I'll bet that raised more than one wry smile. But it's the way it is reported with a straight face that makes it work. You understand exactly the cop's view of the world, especially in the face of criticism you realize they see as naive, if well-meaning. Connolly's empathy extends beyond the police, however, to the victims of crime, and sometimes to the criminals themselves. When you read the wilder stories about a South Florida serial killer who went nationwide, the story that haunts you is about the families whose daughters remain missing after a year. "We haven't gotten her past that gas station," repeats the mother of one girl, referring to the last place her daughter was seen. It's the repetition that gives the words their power to move the reader. This combination of empathy and perception creates an authorial position that's both detached and involved at the same time. Usually the result of this formula is cynicism, and it has long been the bane of journalists and cops alike. Connolly's creation of Bosch, who avoids becoming a hard-boiled cynic by internalizing the pain he sees, is thus a remarkable achievement. And even more so because of the way Connolly has been able to sustain that position, even when writing about Bosch in the first person, as he did to great effect when he switched to the classic first-person narration for the books in which Harry operates like a classic L.A. private detective. Only once, in The Poet, does Connolly use a journalist as his protagonist. By and large, the press does not play a major part in the Bosch series. In general, reporters are treated the way Connolly himself says he was when he first arrived on the crime beat in L.A. Tolerated as an inconvenience you can't get rid of, like ants at a picnic. Harry has a police reporter he more or less trusts, but he also gets set up by the television news and shows much less anger about it than I did on his behalf when I read City of Bones.